aboard, you people. Starship Rokon Show with Anna DeBlanc is up for another day of broadcast insolence.
A lot going on in the world today.
Let's get right to it. Mike Rogers joining us, former chairman of the House Select Intel Committee, also a former FBI special agent and host of the CNN original series Declassified Now, which is really unbelievable when you see it. And, of course, Mike has Chicago connections. He was a congressman from Michigan, but he was he worked in the FBI office here in Chicago, and I don't know anything about that.
No.
He doesn't know anything about that either.
He knows nothing about us either.
Nothing to see there.
Luckily.
Nothing to see here at all. All right. Well, let's talk about that. I'm sort of confused by what happened here. Let's just start. So many things going on today, but I want to start with the news earlier this morning. Devin Nunes, who replaced you as House Intel chairman, has stepped aside temporarily from the Russia investigation. And in a statement, he is blaming what he says is a left-wing movement to try to delegitimize him. What do you make of this?
Well, I think the ethics complaint was filed by MoveOn.org. I mean, I think that kind of explains that.
That's why the House Ethics Committee is looking into it. But because a complaint was filed, does the House Ethics Committee have to look into it?
Well, they will have to review it. But this is what happens under that scenario. So anybody could do it. You could either be anonymous or you can be a part of a group. You file and say there needs to be an investigation. Then they go out and they do a press release saying there's an ethics investigation against, you know, Congressman X. And in the court of public opinion, everyone goes, ooh, that sounds terrible. Clearly he's a politician. He must have done something unethical. And this is that kind of a horrific game they play in Washington, D.C. with character assassination. So, but in the court of public opinion, you know, half the crowd already believes that he's, you know, guilty of some violation. When it's this hyper-partisan, every group that signed this proposal or this call for an investigation has already made up their mind, you know, what party they're for and how they use that information to unelect Republicans and elect Democrats. I don't have a lot of faith. Other than the committee itself will probably give this a quick review. If they find something, they'll deal with it. And if they don't, hopefully they'll come out quickly and say there's just no merit to this.
So, Mike, why step aside then? Why do you think, given what you know, why would Devin Nunes step aside from this?
Well, I mean, it is now awful confusing. So there's so much information. I think both he and his ranking member did not perform well in trying to have an investigation that would go to people either violating the law or their character, judgment, or ethics. I think those things are pretty sacred. When the government comes knocking on your door, you better get it right. And you don't drag anyone, if you agree with them or disagree with them, through the mud. And I think they were so eager to get their side out that it was probably okay for him to say, listen, I'm going to let other members of my committee do this investigation. And candidly, that's exactly what happened. He said, stay in the chairman, but I'm going to recuse myself on the Russian piece of that investigation. Yeah. Here's the guys that are going to do it. So that part's going to happen, and those members are still going to continue to do it. I argued that Adam Schiff should have also, the Democrat member of that committee, the senior member, should have also recused himself for just the absolute attack dog that he played and saying, you know, there's bad things we're seeing in here and these people are kind of guilty of something. I can't really talk about it, but boy, are they guilty of something.
Well,
I mean, all of that, none of that helps.
Mike, I got to ask you this, though. This is the thing that just I don't understand, is that we keep hearing people shooting at each other, essentially, right? Mm-hmm. And saying, well, they did this bad, and Nunes went to the White House, and he should have done what he did, and then Schiff goes to the White House and sees what we think is the same stuff, and he comes back, well, I can't talk about it. I mean, they're playing in this dark space. We here, as the American people, whether it's the press or just the American people, we have no idea what they're talking about, and they're being so super vague about it, we can't establish what is actually happening. Why isn't there more disclosure here? Why isn't there more sunlight? And if the president has this information, why not just declassify it and let everybody see what it is?
Well, again, if there's a real investigation, so there's really three issues here. There is the FISA court, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court, right, that deals in classified warrants There's that and the leaking of that. That's one investigation. There's the notion that there may have been collusion between a Trump campaign person and the Russian government. That's the second piece of it. And the last piece, which to me falls squarely in the hands of these committees, is the Russian intelligence services using information operations to cause discontent amongst Americans and our allies, by the way. They're doing the same thing, using social media and other right. intelligence means to do it. Three different things. My argument is let the FBI take the criminal piece on the FISA court. I think they're best suited for it. And just for the same reason that you don't want the FBI to come out and say, well, here's what we found today in the investigation. Because an investigation, one day you could be guilty, the next day they find exculpatory information, the next day you're guilty, the next day. So you don't want to go on that roller coaster. You want to have an investigation that is not public so you can come to the right conclusion. I argue the same in this. Let them do their work. Let them have behind closed doors investigations so that when they do issue a report, it has all the credibility of a real investigation. If every day I run to the microphone and say, hey, you're not going to believe what I found today.
That's what I do.
That's kind of what we do. let me ask you, Mike, also to weigh in on Syria and the developments there with the Trump administration, Rex Tillerson, and the president himself indicating that they would like to assemble an international coalition to obtain the ouster or the removal of Assad. What do you make of this latest pronouncement, and where do you think this will lead? What can we expect?
Well, I hope that they're thinking about, and by the way, I mean, this is a position that I've been in for a very long time, but once the Obama administration walked us down this road, it became harder and harder and harder to get rid of them because you can't just void the government. Otherwise, chaos will break out in a way that we thought was bad before. It'll be horrifically worse. We have to make sure there's a peaceful transition of Assad. I think that's what they're talking about. I'm hoping that's what they're talking about. And that could mean a strong diplomatic relationship with Russia and Iran to get it done over a set period of time. Because remember, you want the technocrats of government to stay in place, for at least for the short term.
We learned this lesson in Iraq, right?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And Libya and, you know, fill in the blank. Afghanistan, all of these places, you can't just void the government and walk away. It doesn't work. And so that's what I'm hoping they're referring to. And if that means some surgical strikes against Syria's ability to launch air attacks with chemical weapons, then I would be for that. But you don't want to try to take him out literally and then have nothing left over. I think that would be a disaster.
Can you not do this without Russia and Iran's help?
Pretty hard at this point because you've ceded ground, so much ground to the Russians and the Iranians over the last 8 years. Not nearly impossible. I think if we are smart, we take advantage of the fact that this chemical bombing does not look good for the Russians. We can use this to try to embarrass the Russians in a big way.
Oh, yeah.
Candidly, we should.
Yeah.
And they're not going to feel it right away because they don't function the same way we do. They don't really care.
Yes,
they don't care if they hit a hospital. They don't care if there's chemical weapons. They care what their objective is.
Yeah.
And so this might be an opportunity to get the world and Europe kind of back on the same page about, all right, let's put pressure on the Russians to help us do this. And we can do this in a piece. You could actually, in the long run, this could save lives, not take lives.
And right before we let you go, all right, now you were in the House of Representatives. And the Senate now has gone, they've gone nuclear, the nuclear option. Democrats pushed their hand here with the filibuster. And now we've gone to what we had George Will on the day before yesterday. And he was like, I said, you know, should they do this now? Should they do this later? And he said, it doesn't matter. This thing was going to happen anyway. So they have gone nuclear. And now it's 51 votes essentially in the Senate. It could even spread to legislative action here. Has this changed as a person who has worked in government and worked in legislatures? Has this changed America forever?
We have to remember they didn't have this filibuster on Supreme Court justices all that long ago, and America seemed to be doing pretty good. I don't think it has. I think it is going to cause a lot of damage to the relationships in the Senate. Now it's going to leave scars, and I think there's going to be, you know, long time in healing. there is going to be a ripple effect that they're going to deal with. And they haven't changed the legislative filibuster. So what you could do is see the Democrats coalesce around making life miserable to do just about anything. And so I do worry about those things. I worry that, you know, this is pretty early to be doing it. You know, it sets the tone. Yeah. I don't know. I think the jury is still out on this, I think.
All right. Mike Rogers, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Mike. Always appreciate
your time.
Anna, bro, thanks.
Thank you.
And you still have those FBI files.
Hey,
he keeps reminding.
He always has to drop that bomb. All right, thank you. I mean, yeah, Nunez took a look at him, and he walked out of there just, you know, like a sheet. He was so afraid of what he saw.
He accused himself right away. Look at that, my God, I'm out.
I can't even get close to whatever Rokon did. All right, thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. All right, former chair of the House Select Intel Committee and also host of CNN Original Series Declassified, coming back this summer on CNN. All right. Let us stop down for a break here. We'll talk to Mr. Sapelsa coming up on the other side. Violetta Powder Medic's got the WGN traffic trouble spots.